systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
Your online radio. The new online radio that makes you happy.
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on us, the topic. Yes, I hope you have been doing great. I hope you've been in one piece. Yes, doing the most. Yeah, we're going to be looking at a whole different topic, you know. In fact, it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting. Myself, I was just, you know, living everyday life, you know, doing what Fearless Eagle does, going onto social media, like checking what's trending, you know, seeing what's new and all those stuff, you know. And I happened to look at, you know, news and all those stuff, so some violent stuff that made me unhappy. And then I was like, okay, continue everyday life. And then I stumbled upon the following drama. I was like, okay, this is spicy things. Like, this is actually spicy stuff that's happening. That people are speaking about it, tweeting about it, and all those stuff. You know, today's topic is titled "Breaking News: The Anele Rowland Feud." Yeah, so that's what I decided to title the show, and we're gonna be taking a look at Kelly Rowland and Anele Mdoda. Yes, we're going to look at those two people and what actually went down and everything. There was literally a whole vibe that came out, you know, from these two people. And yeah, people on social media were doing the most, you know, tweeting about them. And it was just interesting. It was interesting. But yeah, like, for me to find out what happened, something caught my attention. Like, when I was watching the news, there was something that was said that caught my attention. Then I was like, oh, okay. Okay, how can this person say that? So yeah, while I was watching the news, Anele Mdoda said something that grabbed my attention, which I'll tell you, but I'll tell you after this amazing track that I'm about to give you. Here is a track by God's Warrior called "Pray For Me." Enjoy. I hope you enjoyed that. Yes, because myself, I did enjoy that. That was amazing. That was some good stuff, you know. Good stuff that gets you moving, gets your body doing the most. Yeah, even when you're not planning to move, there you are sitting, and then next thing you're moving. So, yes, God's warrior, pray for me. Now, we're going to dive into the whole Anelem daughter and Kelly Rowland drama. Now, Anele Ndota was trending on Twitter. Yes, after users found similarities in her and Kelly Rowland's yellow swimsuit. But before we even touch on that whole swimsuit, myself, I was watching the news, and then the news reporter said that Anele tweeted a while back that Kelly Rowland is only beautiful on camera because of makeup. Okay. It's like, whoa, shots fired right there. Shots fired. How can you say such a thing to another human being? That was my question. Like, in my head, I was thinking that. I'm like, okay, can you say that about another human being? she's only beautiful on the camera because of makeup and all those stuff. So, in other words, she doesn't have natural beauty. That's what you are saying. That's the shot that she threw at him. But then, yeah, that whole tweet went out, and yeah, stuff was said and all those things, reactions and what, you know, all those things, yeah. And then, later on, Anele Mdota decided to, you know, get a swimsuit, yes. So, yeah, this is where now the fans decided that they're going to make it a big deal. They're going to make it a whole big deal. Now, I don't know about Anele Mdota, but one thing that I can say is I'm 100% sure that she knows Kelly Rowland, which is why she put out a tweet saying that she's only beautiful because of makeup. Now, on the other side, I don't know if Kelly Rowland actually knows her. Probably she does know her after this whole drama and everything. But now, the fans decided to take this whole situation and this whole thing to a whole nother level. They were like, okay, whoa. So Anele Mdota decided to go to go on a vacation. Yes, let me put it that way. She decided to take herself out, you know, because you can't always, you know, be in one place, you know, doing the same thing and everything. So she decided that she's gonna go out. Yes, she's gonna go somewhere where she's gonna enjoy herself. So that's what she decided to do, and she went to enjoy her time, you know, out, and decided that she's gonna buy a yellow swimsuit. Yes. So she decided she's gonna go and get herself a swimsuit, which is a yellow swimsuit. So she bought that, and then she went out, enjoyed herself. Let's just put it that way, you know. Long story short, she enjoyed herself. Yeah, I had a good time and all those stuff. And then very interesting event that decided to take place was Kelly Rowland also decided that she's gonna go out, but now she decided to buy a swimsuit that was similar to Anele Mdota's swimsuit. Yes, so, and this was 2 days after Anele, you know, wore that swimsuit when she went out and have a good time on a boat and everything. So, yeah, Kelly Rowland decided that she's also gonna go out and everything, and she bought the same swimsuit. So, the fans went crazy. The fans decided that they're gonna go crazy, and what they decided to actually do was make a whole big deal out of this. So, they decided to throw shots at Kelly Rowland and say that, hey, she only bought this because she saw Anele wearing it and all the stuff. And yeah, it was a whole big drama that came out, and people are posting about them. Some people on Twitter decided to tweet, you know, comparing them, asking them who, you know, who wore the swimsuit better and all the stuff. And yeah, the whole, you know, feud was escalated to a whole other level. And yeah, the fans decided that they're gonna drag it. They started dragging this whole Anelium Dota and Kelly Rowland, yeah, feud. And like I said, I don't know on the other side if, yeah, Kelly Rowland was even aware. In fact, I don't even know if she was aware that Anelium Dota decided to wear the same swimsuit. And myself, like, sitting back, you know, in the spectator seat, looking at all of these different things that just happened, and yeah, the way people reacted and all those stuff, I'm like looking at the whole situation, and in my head, I'm thinking, if it was let me put it this way, if it was a president, you know, the president of United States and the president of South Africa wearing the same thing, it would be that whole thing of, oh, we wore the same thing, yo, that's cool, man, like, yeah, you know, we actually matched. But on the other side, they decided to make a whole big deal of it. I'm like, okay, thinking, yo, is this, yeah, is this a female thing, or what's happening, or is this a Anelium Dota and Kelly Rowland, yeah, vibe type of situation, what's going on? So yeah, because myself, I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, like, two people in different places. The one is in Italy, you know. Kelly Rowland is there in Italy, you know, going out. And yeah, she decided, like, she's going to go there by Capri and enjoy herself on a boat. And she wore a swimsuit that was similar to Anele. And they never planned it. They never planned it. But yeah, you know, the fans always have this unnecessary tweets that they put out, you know, and tag the people involved, and yeah, make a big deal out of it and all that thing. Yeah, you know how they do it, you know how they do it. And I drag this whole situation. They have a lot of things to say. That always happens, and you have people who hate, and probably hating on both sides, and trying to make, in fact, trying to develop hate with the two people as well. So that's what I actually got out of this. I was like, okay, it wasn't really a big deal. It was just a thing of, yeah, they were the same thing, and it was like 2 days. Yeah, it was a 2 days difference, you know, type of situation where the events took place. But that was cool for me. Like, that's cool. But yeah, obviously the fans decided they're gonna do their own things. Then yeah, there was this whole situation where they even started looking at who's rich, like, who's richer. Is it Anelium Dota and who's this Kelly Rowland? So there were like heavy shades. Yeah, there was like some heavy shade that was thrown at Anelium Dota and all those stuff. So really interesting stuff that went down. But yeah, it is what it is. The end of the day, yeah, myself, I don't know what to say. Really don't know what to say. But I'm gonna read one tweet. So this was a guy by the name of Tumi, and he decided that he's gonna tweet on the whole situation. And yeah, basically what he said was, Kelly Rowland showing Anele flames on purpose. For sure, Anele was screaming. And can Kelly Rowland come to SA? I wanna see something. Like, okay, thinking, yeah, well, this guy. He's on some other, yeah, he's in his own world. Let me just put it that way. He's in his own world. But yeah, thinking of it, she probably could have responded as well, because Anele decided to say that she only looks beautiful because of makeup on camera. We never know. They're the only two people that know. So yeah, here's another track that you're gonna enjoy. Yes. Give you the good stuff. Here's an awesome track by Reactive called Passion. Yes, from their EP or album, The Movement. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
I'd sit for you. First with deep longings, my value and identity you renew. Your tender mercies bring more than life itself. To love you more, my heart compels. With passion I pursue.
Myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm about to love you and leave you. Yes, I hope you really did enjoy the show. I hope it was entertaining. And yeah, moral of the story, in fact, even let me put it this way, moral of the show, don't be out here, you know, living life and comparing yourself to other people. I mean, at the end of the day, you're living your life for you. You're living your own life. You do the most with what you have and what you can do. And yeah, don't be out here, you know, living your life comparing yourself to other people. At the end of the day, I don't think that that really matters. For me, it doesn't matter. So yeah, it is what it is. Myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm gonna love you and leave you. This is myself saying peace out, and God bless. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. Yes. Peace out and God bless.
Join the Active FM show. Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Rich Urban. Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, but it ain't game over. It could always be some bad times, yeah. Just know that God is always watching, and I'm praying for you. Keep waiting on God's timing. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is it, this is God's moment. Stress on my mind and my mind going. I need some relief, I need some more. A league wanna kill this, I need something stronger. Is it proud to get better when I give it over? No, you tired of running, you need some new shoes. Oh, you survival, man, you need a new crew. I know it's painful, but you was born for winning. The sun is risen, it's organic, you just have to live in it. Now winning, yeah, I'm popping, but not popular. I'm popping the pins, cause I know my God is greater than whatever that you live in. If it's stress, if it's death, or maybe wealth, and preaching prosperity, but I know my God is the best. I'm praying that you hear me. I know my God is the one who saves. He put your name on the page. He knows your name. You feel that way, that's calling his name. Jesus is the one who saves. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, but it ain't game over. It could always be some bad times, yeah. Just know that God is always watching, and I'm praying for you. Keep waiting on God's timing. This is it. This is God's moment. This is it. This is God's moment. This is it. This is God's moment. This is it. This is it. This is God's moment. His word on my mind and my mind flowing. I needed something new, so I got closer. Now the sun on me, I became solar. He reflect on me, now I shine bright. And tired of running, I got some new shoes. Now I'm winning, man, I got a new crew. It was painful, but I was born for winning. The sun has risen, it's organic. I didn't have to live in it. I could remember all the time that I didn't have nothing. Now I'm saved by His grace, now I'm mastered. I could have lost my mind, could have happened anytime. But the Spirit came aside, now I'm at shining. I'm praying that you hear me. I know my God is the one who saves. He put your name on a page, He knows your name. You feel that wave, that's calling His name. Jesus is the one who saves. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, but it ain't game over. It could always be some bad times, yeah. Just know that God is always watching, and I'm praying for you. Keep waiting on God's timing. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is God's moment. This is it, this is it, this is God's moment.